Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The shortstop, Mo Berg. Batting third. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting sixth. The catcher, Harry McCurdy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Aaron Ward. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting second. The right fielder, Herschel Bennett. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Milt Gaston. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is called out on strikes. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk takes first base on ball four. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a fly ball towards right. Barrett settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Barrett. O'Rourke moves to second. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Rourke moves to third. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. O'Rourke tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a line drive towards the mound. Gaston reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rice who is chasing the ball. Calm reaches third base with a triple. McCurdy goes all the way around to score. It's White Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rice who is chasing the ball. Ward reaches third base with a triple. Calm scores. It's 2-1. White Sox. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Shang to O'Rourke. The throw back to home, and Ward is out at the plate. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berg misplays the ball. That's an error on Berg. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Gerber reaches second base with a double. Shang goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 2, Browns, 2. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Gaston reaches second base with a double. Gerber scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Browns. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. Metzler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. Berg hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo misplays the ball. That's an error on Melillo. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett takes first base on ball 4. Falk moves to second. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-1 in the game. Shealy hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 0-for-0 in the game. Bennett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berg fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barrett throws the ball into Ward, who tags Sisler trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Bennett moves to third. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball towards left. Falk catches it and throws to home to double up Bennett. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCurdy hits a fly ball into right field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Kaum hits a fly ball into right field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Ward is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Melillo bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. Shang hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Shang reaches second base with a double. Melillo moves to third. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gerber hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Melillo tags and scores. Shang tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-2, Browns. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. Metzler hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Rice. Metzler reaches second base with a double. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-2 in the game. Berg strikes out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Falk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bennett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCurdy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berg misplays the ball. That's an error on Berg. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Barrett. Williams reaches second base with a double. Sisler goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Browns. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0-for-2 in the game. Shealy takes first base on ball 4. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCurdy takes first base on ball 4. Shealy moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Com hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's White Sox, 5, Browns, 5. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. Lyons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Melillo is called out on strikes. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-3 in the game. Berg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Falk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. Berg moves to second. Two outs. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gaston strikes out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bennett hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Shealy hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Com hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berg fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sisler is thrown out after the base hit. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams is called out on strikes. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 3 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Bennett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ike Boone pinch hits for Mo Berg. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Shang for a passed ball. Metzler moves to second. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Roger Peckinpah now playing shortstop. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Shang hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ward scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Shang moves to second. Two outs. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peckinpah scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Browns 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Falk hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, White Sox. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Barrett hits a line drive into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Shealy strikes out. Two outs. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCurdy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 4 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Herschel Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bennett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a fly ball towards right. Barrett settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Barrett. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Sisler moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.